The California Department of Public Health reports that the smoking rate among African Americans in California is about 40% higher than for adults overall. Anti-smoking advocates point to the marketing of cigarettes, particularly menthol cigarettes, to African Americans. Reverend Anthony Edwards is president of the National Black Church Initiative. He says his organization is committed to stopping manipulative advertising tactics.
The tobacco industry utilizes the black culture, and they own social traits in language, style of dress, and to portray that smoking is fun and is sexy and cool, and if you smoke, you can be successful.
A bill before a Senate committee would put the FDA in charge of oversight of the tobacco industry. The bill would require FDA approval for all new tobacco products and ban all flavored cigarettes, except menthol. The bill will establish a scientific advisory committee to evaluate the threat posed by menthol. Sharon Eubanks is a former lawyer at the Department of Justice and lead counsel in the government's civil racketeering case against Philip Morris.
We don't need a scientific advisory committee to tell us that African Americans are suffering and dying at a greater rate from tobacco-related diseases than any other ethnic groups, and that this suffering occurs even though they start later in life, typically smoke fewer cigarettes per day, and try to quit more often.
Both Reverend Edwards and Eubanks will speak at a conference tomorrow at the Airport Hilton. The theme of the conference is A Community Under Siege, the State of Black California and Tobacco Use. Matthew Richmond reporting for Annenberg Radio News.
Just say Matthew Richmond.